Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen. Joining me today is George Stockero. He's the superintendent of the Copper Country Intermediate School District. George, welcome back to the program.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
It's a summertime, and people might say, well, why are we talking about the school districts in the, you know, they're in the summertime? Well, that's because there's a very important day coming up this summer on August 8th, where voters are going to be asked to decide a millage. And this is a great opportunity to explain what that millage is for and why would be important for people to support that. So this is going to be in support of the career and technical education program that is offered through the CCISD. We're going to talk about the bare bones of the millage and what people will be voting on, and also what the program is and what the millage will do to support it. So let's start there. Tell me a little bit about the CTE program.
Well, career and technical education, CTE, trains high school students in a wide range, high wage, high skill, high demand careers. So some of the things that we have right now are our auto tech, our health careers, our certified nursing. We have building trades classes. We have machine tool classes. So those are what exist today. And those are important programs for our local communities. And what we're hoping to do in the future is to add other classes. But these programs exist today. And unfortunately, the state only allows two ways to fund it: charge tuition, which we have been doing to our local schools, or seek a millage. And that's what we're headed for.
This program, who's eligible to take part in it?
These are open to local high school juniors and seniors from all our local schools.
Now, it sounds like they're getting a lot of quality education there, but also some of the stuff that people may associate with trade school or college. What's the value of them being able to get that education while at high school?
Well, CTE provides state or nationally certified certifications. And when students graduate from our programs, assuming that they pass all the tests and do all the things, they walk out with nationally certifications that allow them to get jobs right out of high school. And we also have local advisory boards made up of local tradesmen and healthcare workers that help us guide to provide the right education. So if something new comes up, they tell us and we provide that. But it also provides some college credit for those who want to go on to college. So we have articulation agreements with many local universities and state universities, so the students can walk out with college credit if that's the path they choose to go to.
How successful has it been so far? It started here locally just recently, right?
Well, CTE has always existed, but it's been falling on hard times because of the asking for tuition costs. So an example, when I first became superintendent 3 years ago, we only had 115 students who were participating in these classes. And that is because of the tuition cost. Many local schools said, we can't afford those costs. So we can only send, let's say, 8 students from our school. We can't send more. So I heard that. And so I wrote for a grant from the Portage Health Foundation and received $50,000 for 3 years. That lowered the tuition cost from $1,500 down to $1,000 per student. And what that enabled is that schools could send 3 for the price of 2, what they had been. This year, we had 158 students taking CTE classes. So obviously, money does matter in providing that opportunity for our students.
Well, what's been the response from the students that have taken part in the program? Are you getting any kind of feedback on how valuable it's been?
Awesome feedback. We asked our students to describe what is their program been like? What has this been for you? And we received tons of great quotes. And in fact, when people have the time, I would love them to go to our Copper Country ISD website that explains the millage more. And we also created a Facebook page. To be honest, to look at it, it'd be Copper Country Career and Technical Education. But we created some videos that showed the public what our programs are like. And you listen to what our students have to say, and you will be amazed at how much the students explain that this has been a great class for them. And they talk about the hands-on experience and how they're learning. And it's so much different than a high school class, and how much they appreciate that class.
we actually have a sample of, you know, one of those students giving that sort of testimony. And this was done on NPR, National Public Radio, and a call-in show. So a young lady from Houghton who had graduated Houghton High School called in to share her experience. And we'll take a listen to that right now.
To hear that, let's hear from another caller. This is Camille from Houghton, or is it Houghton, Michigan? Camille, welcome to On Point.
Hi, Sasha. It's Houghton.
Houghton. So tell us about your experience with voc ed.
I just graduated from high school. I took a health first class my senior year, and it totally changed my life.
In what way? Give you direction?
Well, we had the choice between health careers and nurse's aide, and I knew I didn't want to be a nurse, although I have great respect for them. I wanted to be bigger, and it gave me the opportunity to get over 50 clinical hours in a hospital setting and meet with doctors, and I was able to put it on my college application, and I am now a rising pre-med student.
So you will be going to college. It wasn't just that this class gave you the skills you need to skip any kind of college education.
No, but it gave me the experience, like the inside look on what it's going to be like when I finally get there. And that was so important to me.
So that was Camille calling in and sharing her experience that the CTE program has done. And you've said that you're hearing that echoed from other students as well.
Absolutely. Another example is, like, again, going back to our Copper Country Facebook page for CTE, one student actually, you know, posted. It said, when I was in high school, this was the main reason I got up and actually went to class each day. Go Auto Tech. So we've had other students just go on how important these classes have been to them. And it's so the reason to me that this is the most important, you listen to this young lady from Houghton, this Camille, who said, you know, it changed her life. It was, you know, a major reason in her education. I will go back to that 115 students 3 years ago. Because of the tuition cost, we had many local schools limit how many students they would allow to take CET classes. And I understand that they had to because of the cost to local schools. So here's what I want people to envision. If a local school says we can only afford to send 8 students to CET this year, what if that student, like Camille, was student number 9 or 10 and she did not get that opportunity? Or the young man I just said who said that Auto Tech was the reason he got up every day. What if those students, for reasons of cost, are not able to take those classes? And that is why this is my main mission of trying to find a stable funding source to have CT continue to go.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about what the extra funding would go to and how it would support the program. But I think, you know, the number of people who may be listening to the program, they're going to want to know, okay, what are you asking me to vote on? Can you tell us a little bit about the millage?
Just quick, brief history so you know how we got here.
Okay.
I, for 2 years, I've been speaking to many, many people, over 100 different people. We've had multiple meetings all over the Copper Country. And I went to those groups of people and said, here's what we're offering. Here's what we'd like to do. You tell me. And so I got a lot of feedback. We actually surveyed 80 businesses in the Copper Country to find out what their needs are and will they have future needs. And they say they have future needs, and they are telling us what kind of programs we need to offer. So I want people to understand a lot of voices from all over the Copper Country helped us decide this.
Yeah, there's certain skill sets that they're looking for.
Correct. And what programs we should be offering and things like that. So today, for the last 3-4 years, the programs that we have offered are health careers, which gives students a chance to go into many different medical fields, dentistry, veterinarian, ophthalmology, hospitals. So that's what gives them those experience. We have a certified nursing program, which they graduate and they get automatically certified and they get a job right out of high school. We have an auto tech program. Again, they can come out and get some kind of job, but they can continue to go on for a year of technical and get certified that way also. We have a construction trades program down in Baraga County. And last year, we added a machine tool class, which is brand new. And that is just growing like crazy. So, in fact, this past year, we had a young man who did the second year. He got to do an internship in machine tool, and he was offered 4 different jobs, and he took one of them. Next year, we have 7 students who will be doing internships. So it's growing, and the need is there. Hmm. So should this millage pass, those classes I just mentioned will be, you know, taken care of. And in an extra year from now, we'll have some planning time. We would like to add new classes. Again, the new classes come from what the businesses have said and what the students have said. We surveyed over 1,000 students, what classes, and it was nice how they matched. So the new classes that we would like to offer are welding, some more construction, computer classes, which are computer programming and networking. Marketing was a big one, was interesting, and graphic design, computer-aided drafting, early childhood, and culinary. And that's our start. But things can change, and that's the nice beauty of this thing, is that as our community changes, if somebody says, hey, we need this kind of class and students are interested, we'll offer that one, and we'll go from there.
So students that are in this program, you know, some of them will use this as their stepping stone towards their career and starting on a career.
Correct.
And of course, there's been a lot of talk about how not everybody has to go to college. It's not right for everybody. You can still earn a great living, you know, doing, you know, certain technical jobs without a four-year degree. But then, and also, if that is your desire to go to a four-year degree, it gives you the boost towards that.
Absolutely. And that's very important that people understand that CTE gives you a path to all possibilities, from going to work right after high school to maybe just going for one extra year to get certain certifications to go into it. And it also gives you college credit to go on to a four-year degree. So CTE definitely offers all of those. One thing you brought up, you said, is where students, you know, can find their passion. One interesting thing too that we've discovered is it actually helps us in other ways. I will give you an example of my own son. My son said, you know, Dad, I think I want to be a veterinarian. So he took the health careers class, and he went through the whole program. And we visited the University of Marquette down in Milwaukee. We visited University of Minnesota. We're all set to go to pre-med kind of thing. At the end of his year in his health careers, he came to me and said, this isn't for me. And that's important. One thing is, he didn't waste a year of college realizing this wasn't for him, and he went into something else. So that year of high school of CTE helps in both ways. It helps students find their passion, keep going, but also helps students realize this may not be for them, and that helps them advance their career sooner than later.
What I picked up from Camille's call-in there was that she was talking about the hands-on real-world experience that she had gotten prior to going to college.
Yep.
And any employer would tell you education's great, but it doesn't come close to having real experience. And so having that, you know, she's not just learning about, you know, these careers from a textbook. She's been practicing them to some degree in the real world.
And that is what's interesting. Again, if you have a chance to watch the videos of the kids continually talk about, they're not making me read out of a book and do something. They're actually teaching me hands-on. I get to learn. And how they describe, it's nothing like their regular ed classes. One student talked about, you know, you always say, what will this class do for me? Well, I know exactly what the CT class is doing for me. I can see my future in this class. I know how I will use this right away. And that's great to hear.
Well, we got to go back to it. What's the millage and what are people being asked to vote on?
Okay. So what we are asking for is $1 million for 10 years. And the $1 million is... In the copper country, is if your house is worth $100,000, that means it would be assessed at $50,000. And so the $1 million would cost you $50 a year for this program. And I have looked at the tax rolls for the copper country, and I can absolutely say the vast majority of people in the copper country will pay $50 or less for this millage.
We don't have a whole lot of $100,000 homes.
Correct.
In our area.
So you look at that $50, we're talking roughly $4 a month, and we can provide many programs for our students. The other benefit also for our local schools is that if the millage should pass, that means our local schools would not have to pay tuition, which would mean that they can now reinvest what they have been paying in tuition back into their local schools. So there's also another big benefit for our local schools.
How many school districts does it cover? Is it 9 or 14?
Well, technically we have 13 school districts. 3 are just K-6 and 1 is K-8.
Okay.
And then 9 high school, you know, K-12.
Okay, 9 high schools. That's
correct.
Okay. They're the ones that benefit the most from this directly. So the question I'm going to ask you to answer for, you know, anybody that's sitting out here who does not have a high school student, what value is there to me if it's not my kids that are going to benefit from this?
That is a great question, and I think I have a very good answer. Every one of us probably are going to need our car fixed. Every one of us are probably going to have to go to the doctor at some point, or maybe, you know, to a medical care facility. That's how we benefit. There, our local auto dealers are telling me they gobble up our kids. They need more technicians. And also our other trades, our carpentry, says, you know, they, I've had businesses tell me they have not been able to bid on jobs because they do not have enough personnel. And again, with healthcare, we're all going to have to visit the doctor someday or other ones or other things. We may have less choices if we don't continue the pipeline for the healthcare, for the trades, for the auto dealers. So that to me is where the benefit is for everyone in this public.
And George, I can attest to that because, you know, working with Michigan Works here in the area and then the talent tours that they did through the dealerships and through the hospitals and other things where they took the high school students and introduced them to what it would be like if they were working that, in those type of careers. And I can go online right now if I was going to go to the Michigan Tech's, Michigan Works job board. And right now there are job openings for mechanics, construction, nursing, not just one, but you know, half a dozen apiece. And we often hear that our biggest and most unfortunate export is our young people. That people, you know, they say, well, there's no work up here, and so they leave. They get out of town and they go to, you know, someplace more populous in hopes of finding, you know, work and place that they can put down roots until they get a little older. Then they always want to come back. Well, this is, you know, this is one way where we, our kids can stay, because the jobs are here. It's not true that there are no jobs here. There are jobs, and then we oftentimes don't have the skilled labor to match those jobs to put people to work so people can stay here and don't have to give up living in one of the best places there is in the world to live, to go down to Detroit or Chicago area to find more work.
You're correct. And I think, like I said, if you went to almost any auto dealer here, you would find workers in their garages that came through our program. I spoke with Angela Bates from the medical care facility. She gobbles up our CNAs all the time, and she knows that there are jobs for these young men and women as soon as they graduate if they want it. Again, I'll go back to the young man from Machine Tool, just our first boy that did it, getting 4 job offers. And I have many other machine shops that said, we can't wait till you graduate more. We're ready to hire them. There are jobs here, and that's what we want to do, is grow our own here.
The other thing that I know I'm aware of that's going on is because we've exported so many youth over the last few decades, that a number of the people who work in these technical jobs are older and then don't have, you know, a lot of times the current skills needed. So you have a, you know, a workforce that's aging, getting closer to retirement, and you need that sort of influx of, you know, young bloods who have, you know, the state-of-the-art training, who are coming in fresh, who, you know, are looking to, you know, to take those entry-level jobs, which are good, is also good for companies, because then they can pay those scales and get people, you know, sort of on the ground floor. So it's a win-win situation for both.
And you're right. And a good example is, go back to my surveying of the 80 businesses, over 80 businesses in the Copper Country. 64% of them said that their workforce is aging and they have future talent needs. So they're the ones who are telling us, hey, we're nervous. We need you to, you know, supply us with, you know, future talent. I would like to go on to one other thing, too, that I want to make sure we mention, is how do we compare to the rest of the UP or the state of Michigan? There are 56 ISDs in the state of Michigan. 35 of them have dedicated millages for CTE. All around us, Gogebic Ontonagon, Dickinson Iron, Delta Schoolcraft, and the entire eastern UP have a dedicated CTE millage. Copper Country does not. And so I look at it this way. If your son or daughter lives in Ontonagon, they have multiple opportunities at no cost to the local school district. You live in Houghton or Berga County, your schools have to pay. And so I want to make sure that our schools and our students have the same opportunities as others in the UP.
People are already paying money for our local schools. How come this money can't come from the millages that we're already paying, or a millage renewal that's coming out from a local school district or the CCISD?
You know, that's the frustrating part, is that, you know, the state has been very supportive of CTE, and they say, you know, we're all for this and we want it, but there is no funding stream for CTE. It is truly tuition or a CTE millage. The ISD has other millages. The only other millages we have is for special ed. Again, I can only spend that in special education, which, you know, the Copper Country residents provided for us, which is awesome, and we do provide that. The only other millage that we receive is a 0.4 for general operating, which is not, you know, that runs everything else besides, you know, special ed. So the only way to do this, unfortunately, is to seek a CTE millage.
What is the expenses of the CTE program that the money needs to support?
Well, for one thing is, again, we are providing up-to-date current certifications. Well, think about AutoTech. Think of all the new machinery, the computers, the fancy, not say fancy, you know, hoists and diagnostic tools. They are very expensive. And so we need to purchase those things, but also just the cost of your teachers, your certified teachers, you know, to run these programs. You know, it's an added expense besides the regular classroom. So that's where this money comes in from.
You're pointing out that you're, by voting and passing the millage, you're not only creating a possible skilled workforce from our youth, but you're also providing jobs here for teachers who are going to be the ones administering this.
Absolutely. And to be a CTE teacher, know that you need 4,000 hours in your field. So my auto tech teacher has come from the field. My construction teacher has come from the field. My healthcare people have come from the field. So, you know, what a better people to learn from, the people who have been doing that in our local communities. And again, I'll go back to the advisory boards, all local people who have input in their fields to tell us how best to train our students.
In the event that this does not pass, what does that end up looking like for the CTE?
This is a hard question. Unfortunately, it's important that people know up to now, the ISD actually has been losing $70,000 a year running these programs. And that's why we've tried to increase tuition, increased the number of students, and we've searched for grants. The grants that we've had are running out. So, unfortunately, if the millage does not pass, the only thing I can do is increase the tuition costs. If I increase the tuition costs, I firmly believe that fewer students will be sent to the programs. And if we have fewer students, then I can't run many of the classes. So we will always offer the classes if people are willing to pay tuition. But at the same time, I understand that many local schools will not be able to afford the tuition. And I am nervous that these classes will go away.
Are there any other places where students can get this kind of education? I know like Jeffers has their trade school there, but you know, anywhere else, other, any options for the students?
There is no other places that offer a true career and technical education programs with the certifications that the ISD offers, at least in the Copper Country.
Election Day is August 8th, the Copper Country Intermediate School District. What would be the title of this millage so that people know what they're looking for?
I believe it is the only thing on the ballot. Okay. It is asking for one mill for 10 years for career and technical education. And so it's asking the public, will you support one mill for career and technical education?
If approved, when would you start seeing the benefits?
The benefits would happen right away for our local schools. The six classes that we offer today would be offered at no cost to our local schools. During this coming year, we would then put in the infrastructure for our new classes for next year that we talked about. And what's really cool about that is we have made partnerships with all four colleges and universities in which I'm not building new buildings for CTE. We're going to get to use Michigan Tech's campus, Finlandia's campus, Gogeba's campus, KBOCC's campus, which allows me to spend more in more programs. I'm going to be able to offer more programs because I'm not building new buildings. We will have to put a little infrastructure in our Lindra's CTE building in Hancock to add carpentry and welding. So we have to buy equipment and do that. But within 1 year, we'll be up and running and we can offer all the new classes for the 18-19 school year.
Will there be a limit to the number of students that could take part?
Well, I guess technically there would be. We would, you know, have slots, but I honestly don't see that happening. I mean, we will be able to double in size the slots. And if you look at the size of the Copper Country, I believe any student who wants to take a class will be able to take a class.
People want to read more about the millage or find out more about the CTE program. What's the best place for them to do that?
The best place is to go to coppercountryisd.org. There on that front page says CTE millage. Click here. They will show you a video of what the programs that we're offering. It will go into detail of what is going on how the millage works. It will give you stories. One thing we never talked about, it will give you stories of adults in our community who have great jobs, doing great work, who talk about how they got their start in CTE. And so I'm trying to give you as well-rounded information as I possibly can. We have our Copper Country CTE Facebook page also. And if you have more questions, obviously call the ISD and I'd be happy to sit down and talk to anybody. We will try to do, we are doing presentations everywhere. We've been to every school board. We are doing Kiwanis and Rotaries and things like that. And we will have two open presentations, one in Houghton County and one in Barraga County coming up soon, which will be in the newspaper and on the radio. We will let people know the exact dates.
Terrific. George Sacchiero, the superintendent of the Copper Country Intermediate School District. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you very much.
Copper Country Today will be right back.